is the mic right here. Let me Okay, we started my interview, and I'm here talking with, I started my interview, and my first question is, first pastor, I would like for you to state your full name, address, birth date, and your occupation. That's part of you sensitive about his age, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's personal information. That's part of one of my information sheets. See, I should have said that from the beginning. That's part of one of my information sheets. I would expect for you to tell the true pastor. Okay, we don't necessarily have to. I'm not going to turn your arm or anything. Yeah. Okay, full name, address, and occupation.
My name is Robert Elderbrand.
Okay.
I'm residing at 224 4th Avenue Southwest, Cairo, Georgia, 31728. My birth date is 12-15-37.
That wasn't that hard, was it? Okay, occupation.
My full-time employment is with the Bachelor Center.
Okay.
Our position was behavior specialist.
Okay. And how long have you been a musician?
Quite some time.
Okay.
I started studying third grade. Yeah. I started going to church in ninth grade.
Okay. All right. When did you begin to play gospel music? I remember you saying about ninth grade, so it's about 15.
Yeah,
high school.
Okay. My high school principal was a Methodist church pastor. It was an army. He taught me army.
Okay. Describe the types of gospel music in which you play. Do you play for any type of denomination? Do you do contemporary gospel or just, you know, more old fashioned type gospel?
Church of the Public Requires.
Okay.
Which means that you do, but if you're going to be a church musician, you must be able to play what the church requires, what is usually expected for a church service. But if you do have to play hymns, because hymns are part of the church service, you do play gospel, you do play spiritual. I'm not self-taught, I'm not formal training. I read music, I watch music. There's no such thing as old-fashioned gospel or anything.
Okay.
If you know how to play, you know how to play. If you don't know how to play, you cannot play. You know, I've run into a lot of those people. I'm a contemporary musician, but you can't play doxology, praise God, and all that as well, and that people know what you're playing. And that's what you know you can't play. If you only know Kirk Franklin, there was gospel music before Kirk Franklin was born, so you don't know how to play.
Yes, sir.
And if you come up with, I know this thing contemporary, then when we put something else, some other music in front of you, you can't sing a hymn because you do not know how to stop. You cannot sing. So it's the radio companies and the record companies that put gospel music in these different categories. This is that. This, well, I play music, and I most likely let I play contemporary or not, or traditional or not. If I don't like something, I don't like it. If it's traditional, traditional and I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't play it. I might do it because it's good for me to get a paycheck, but I'm usually do the things that I like. There is good music and bad music, even in gospel.
From whom did you get your musical training?
Music teacher, president of the school, is retired, lives around the corner. James Paul Jackson.
Okay. I know you mentioned you were a director of a fine arts group. Is that, would you consider that part of your experience in your music?
My experience with fine arts, and I went away to school, and at the music department assigned me to the department staff, who assigned me to speech and drama. And speech and drama, we would do it in schools like that. South Pacific, we did a variety of shows, and I did whatever was required there. South Pacific, I was like a substitute, I was not primary. We had all the music department board, global instructors, on the bottom. And one of the seniors from the department is over there also. I was the third, and I was like junior to the doctor. This is my sophomore year, and I was like junior to the doctor. But I did play in the production of the movie production. In those days, you do. Although there was a music department, they did not bring the students over to perform an orchestra, limited them to the piano.
This next question is kind of a personal question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's just asking you to, you know, to describe your family. Now, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I'm an only child.
Only child, okay. Was music a tradition in your family?
I'm an only child. It's all to a family. Music's on both sides. Music is very common on both sides of the family.
Okay.
My grandmother's, it's on my grandfather's side of the family.
That's your mother's father, your father's father?
My mother's father.
Okay.
And on the, my great-grandfather, on my grandfather's side.
Okay.
They're musicians on both.
Okay. Both sides. Okay. who would you consider to be most influential concerning music at the time? I think you mentioned the president of Cable High. Is that okay?
I'm a 60s kid. Cable High.
Okay.
The only one with that between the schools.
Yeah, that influenced you the most in your music. Who or what influenced you the most? Music.
I know that my high school principal was also an artist in the background. He was trying to be a trainer.
Okay.
Personal places. Then there was a doctor, David Sherman, whose husband was pastor in the same thing, Calvin. And I was so slow, I was going this part. But she's very accomplished.
Okay. Do you perform for any other artists besides churches? Do any concerts or, you know, other proposals, events, and things like that?
Church is a prominent part of the African American community. Mm-hmm. So, some of this church can be an act with their civic occasions, social occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I do perform a lot of music.
Okay. So, what other types of music, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I don't do rap. Okay. I don't do all of the music. Well, music, things for the occasion.
Oh, okay. Like
weddings, banquets.
Okay. How do you yourself learn new songs and new tunes, and how do you train others to learn those new songs?
Well, this is what I'm going to ask, how these questions are formulated.
Okay.
How do I train myself to do new songs?
Okay.
You don't train yourself to do new songs. there's no secret, I guess that's all that claim I am. And there's a system for that, so I don't really believe in it's not really claim I am. Mm-hmm. That's what the outside is called. Mm-hmm. It's an innate ability to do this thing. Patterns, all progressions. Jazz musicians are, I think, in the community. People just refer to this claim by air. It's not really accurate.
Okay.
But learning the music, they download the music.
Okay.
You play what you hear.
Okay. Have you written any personal songs or made any recordings?
I recorded with Florida Mass. I recorded with Maryland University. I recorded with Florida State. And I recorded with, when I was with Florida State, that's also through the National Black College Professor. And also, I'm in charge of the television program. Tri-State area, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and on TV with the Sunday morning at 8 p.m. It's called Soul Gospel. Mm-hmm. We do that for about 4 years.
Okay.
So, driving in around at 2 days of that week, the last school day, and it's 7.
Okay. Has your music changed over time? Has anything gotten, have you stopped doing anything, or have you added anything new, or changed the way you do a certain thing, or anything like that?
No. Yes, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Long growing material. I don't have faith that food that's the church, that's not true. Gospel music borrows from, I guess, what other people consider the world, the jazz element associated with gospel. And then there's sometimes the classical element associated with that. And it is also the individual style. Which is small group is classically trained pianist, and most of his work is very well structured. High church kind of mood. But then we don't worry about a home on
it.
We have things like something like that. So again, your music will change. I know the individuals will change.
Okay.
We grow, we mature.
Okay. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages concerning the musical talent?
I cannot see what is the advantage.
Okay. What are the disadvantages? Okay, what would you consider to be some advantages of the musical talent?
It has been a door opener to meet people. For some reason, you don't have, you're slow to introduce yourself and slow to mix with people. Your network, I don't know how, you know, music is an open door. It starts a conversation, it opens doors to social networking, making social contact. It's a filler.
And my last question is, would you like to play a favorite song or sing something or anything?
I don't have instruments with you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say or comment about?
That
it's fruitful
that you
did. Okay. And I that's about it. I just want to thank you for participating in my interview. That's the prize. And that's about it. Okay, we weren't quite finished, so we have a few more things up in my head. I wanted to ask him about his degrees in music and from whom did he get his musical training, what schools, and, you know, suggestions about that.
I attended Florida A&M University. As you know, music, I have a B.S. degree in instrumental music.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated in our interview that while there, I was assigned to the schools in speech and drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I had experience with football, some stage production there. But a couple of summers, I was also employed with the Up and Down program as a mentor,
mm-hmm.
and we did production for the there. So from the school, I was now introduced to stage production and performance and that gentleman. We also had a very splendid church choir, and I was exposed to at that time what was considered contemporary. When we're talking about contemporary changes in the time, because I was in college when it all happened, they came by, and that was, at that time, that was very contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
As compared to what was the latest gospel. It changed course culture, it changed presentation, it changed attitude. That was the album that all happened, they came out on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a classic. In fact, Oh Happy Day is a rearrangement of a hymn, and the other songs on that album were hymns that have been rearranged, and traditional gospel pieces that have been rearranged.
Do you play any other instruments besides the piano or the keyboard?
My major is clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
But clarinet is the hard instrument to stand alone. Clarinet, you need to be in the symphony, or you need to be playing Dixieland, or maybe some jazz band. So after graduation, I abandoned the clarinet.
Well, you had enough of the clarinet. Okay. Anything else you would like to add? Another question you'd like me to go over?
I discussed about the advantages.
Uh-huh.
Not some of the advantages, but music is really open doors to things out in general. Because of music, I was introduced to you. Intimidated.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it for the second time. Good, thank you.